Good morning, happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking, continue to talk as we have pretty much this month, about living a thankful life. And specifically this week, we've been focused on being thankful for the church and different elements within the local church, and learning and practicing a greater thankfulness for those. And we've talked about being thankful for visitors to invite, people that could come. That are sometimes just waiting for an invitation. We've talked about being thankful for those who serve and the Bible uses the word deacon, talking about those who serve and are officially set apart in service within the church. Today we're going to talk about those who lead, and given our American mindset of leading, that might not be the best term, but specifically those that the Bible would call elders or shepherds or overseers, and uses any of those terms depending on the translation. Paul writes, and he says, In 1 Timothy 3, verse 1, "Here is a trustworthy saying. If anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task." Sometimes it's easy to sit back and find all of the things that someone else does wrong, especially someone in leadership. And we have this thing called social media that allows us to do that in greater ways than ever before. We do it with our political leaders. We do it with our community leaders. We do it with our church leaders sometimes. And yet, when we look at Scripture, God's instructions for all of us is to live in such a way that their task is made easier. Especially our elders, our church leaders, those that serve in that noble task of shepherding a flock of people. And so today we're going to spend a little time being thankful for those who lead within the local church. And there's a lot of levels, you might say, of leadership that takes place. There's those that lead small groups of people, those that lead informally, those that lead specific ministries that take place within a local church. But within the church structure that I'm a part of, there are those that are set apart as elders or as shepherds. And while leading is a part of that role, the heart of the leading, the heart of the role, is caring for God's people. Just as a shepherd would care for his sheep, it's you lead them, but you do more than that. You provide care, you provide comfort, you provide direction, you provide correction. It's a big task filled with multiple functions. And God says it's a noble task. And so today I pause. And I'm thankful for those that willingly serve, and I've known some over the years that have served in that role that, well, maybe shouldn't have. But I've known many that have served with the true heart of a shepherd. Today, as one who is not only directing a prayer ministry, but part of a church staff at Deer Run, it's a privilege to live with thankfulness. And I'm specifically thankful for Carl Evans, for Jim McDonald, for Randy Nix, for Jacob Ninga, for Larry Sanders, those who serve as those shepherds within the Deer Run congregation. And I wonder what would happen if today people all across our community, all across our nation, all across the world would spend time and recommit to deliberately being thankful and expressing thankfulness for those who serve in leadership positions within the church. October is generally, at least here in the U.S., designated as, and the term kind of changes depending where you're at, but often referred to as Pastor Appreciation Month or sometimes Clergy Appreciation Month. And generally focuses on paid staff, those who preach and teach and have paid ministry staff positions within the church. Yet that word pastor has more to do with this elder, this shepherd role. Those that care for the flock, that are even beyond and in addition to those that serve in paid positions. And so while those on paid staff sometimes get recognition, they're often more upfront. Those that serve in this noble task should also be honored with our thanks. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider who those people are in the church that you're involved in. Whether you use the term elders or some other term, there are those that lead, that those that shepherd, those that oversee, those that care for the people. Whether it's a volunteer role within your congregation, whether the people that you look to as having that role or in a paid position is kind of irrelevant. But pray for them. And pray with thanksgiving that God has raised up individuals to serve in that noble task. Not just individuals that serve because they think they have to, but serve because God put the desire within their heart. Yesterday we talked about deacons, those who serve in a role of serving within the church in specific works that need done. And I talked about serving not under compulsion, and I think the same is true as we pray for those who lead, that they would do so willingly and eagerly, and that their work would not be burdensome because of us. And perhaps as you pray for those within your congregation, God would prompt you to do something. Send a note, drop a message, whatever. Next time you see him, just say thank you for serving in such a noble task. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that loves us. You know our needs more than we know our own. You've designed your body, the church, to help by raising up and gifting individuals to lead in ways that are servant leaders. Lead in ways that correct and encourage and help and instruct. Lead in ways that shepherd the people. So, Father, today I pray with thankfulness for those who lead in godly ways. Those who take on the noble task of overseeing, of shepherding a flock. And I pray that you would help each one of us that are a part of those flocks to live in such a way that we do not contribute to the difficulty of their task. May you help us to be more thankful, more aware. And in the times where even those who lead a stumble, may we be more forgiving, more understanding, more recognizing the human nature of every one of us. That while we may strive for perfection, for doing right all the time, we don't attain it. And so God, while your word talks about holding those who lead, holding those to teach to a higher standard, may we never lose sight of the person. And may we be thankful for those who with pure hearts desire to serve as overseers, as shepherds of the flock. God, today I pray that you would help us to live in such a way that we honor those who serve well. That we build up one another in love. And Father, the way that we speak about our leaders, whether they're our church leaders or our community leaders or national leaders, would be in a way that would please you. And even when we experience leaders who do not act in an honorable way, may we continue to pray for them. And choose to pray rather than criticize. Father, today I'm thankful for those who serve now and have served as elders at Deer Run that have helped to shape me and to encourage me and so many others. I pray that each one of us would live with a greater sense of gratitude as we consider those who have influenced us. And may their influence be lived out by us in such a way that we represent Jesus more effectively than ever before. And Father, as we represent Jesus today, may we lift Him up in every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.